This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Segi today on this first weekend of February, and of course the Super Bowl coming up this weekend. On our show this hour, Gary Moore will be joining us. Gary has penned a book called Hey Buddy. Coming up on February 3rd, it will be 60 years since the passing of Buddy Holly in a plane crash that not only killed Buddy, but also Richie Valens and the Big Bopper. Diamond Dallas Page will be here, a WWE champ and a WWE Hall of Famer will be joining us. And then Ovi Muhaly used to be with the Atlanta Falcons and the Baltimore Ravens. And he's here to talk about not only Super Bowl Sunday, but what we can eat on Super Bowl Sunday. And that's all coming up this hour, live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Segi today.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die.
That is the voice of the legendary Buddy Holly. February 3rd marks the 60th anniversary of the plane crash that killed the great Buddy Holly. My guest has been with us in the past. He's penned a book that is called In Pursuit of Buddy Holly, My New Buddy John and My Lost Decade of Music. Hey Buddy is the name of the book. Joining us right now is a man of also a familiar name, Gary Moore. Hi, Gary. How are you?
Hi, Ron. I'm doing fantastic. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. So thank you for having me on today.
Well, thank you very much. And Gary was on our show about a year ago, and we talked about the book and how he got interested in Buddy Holly. Kind of a funny story, actually, because you were never a Buddy Holly fan. In fact, didn't know that much about Buddy Holly, but your mother-in-law was a huge fan, and that's how you got connected to the Buddy Holly legacy.
Yeah. My mother-in-law, who is apparently much hipper than I am, was a huge Buddy Holly fan, and I didn't know it. For her 78th birthday, the only thing she wanted is she wanted my wife and I to drive out to Waterloo, Iowa, where she lives, and take her to the reenactment of the Winter Dance Party.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Winter Dance Party, everybody but me knows, is the final date, you know, tour of Buddy Holly, Big Bopper, Richie Valens. But I figured it was Tommy Dorsey, Bennett Goodman, understanding her age and thinking that Winter Dance Party means ballroom dancing or whatever. And so, you know, it was quite my shock to find out my mother-in-law is a rocker.
Yeah. And then you got hooked on it. Now, I failed to mention in the introduction, and I want to make sure that I do this, that Gary is not only an author, but an inspirational, motivational speaker, entrepreneur, musician, and the author of Playing with the Enemy, which is a great book, and this one here that I have in my hands. Now, you got hooked on Buddy Holly, and when I say hooked, I mean you even went to Iowa where the plane went down.
Right.
You absolutely have embraced this legacy, including some investigation into the real, or what you explained to be, the real causes of this plane crash that took the life of these three rock and roll legends.
Right. My wife would tell you, Ron, that I have an obsessive compulsive personality. It takes quite a bit to catch my interest, but once I really become interested in something, I become just totally immersed in it. And so I've traveled all over the country, Buddy's hometown, to the crash site, to some of his concert venues. I've traveled to meet friends of Buddy, relatives, people who performed with him. I think if you're going to really devote a year or longer to write a book, and that's what it takes me to do it, you really have to, if you're going to do it, you need to do it right. You have to really, come to know your subject. And in my case, coming from Buddy Holly nothingness, I mean, when I started this trek, I heard of Buddy Holly and I thought he was dead.
Mm-hmm.
That was the full inventory of my Buddy Holly knowledge. I mean, you really, really have to take the time to dig in and know your subject. And so, I've been from his birthplace to his death place and everywhere in between.
Now, there's a new compilation, a CD called Rave On, that has been released, in fact, to celebrate the greatest hits of Buddy Holly. Were you at the presentation of the star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame not too long ago?
I was. It was actually on Buddy's birthday. And there's two CDs out. And, I mean, you think about this. I mean, the guy's been dead for years and released two albums this summer.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
First of all, Paul McCartney produced an album called Rave On, the one you're speaking of, which is just, it's a star-studded album of today's current stars doing Buddy's music. And then Peter Asher of Peter and Gordon fame produced an album called Listen to Me that was just released on Buddy's birthday. And they're both just absolutely incredible. On the Peter Asher album, Listen to Me, Stevie Nicks does a version of Buddy's Not Fade Away, and it's just amazing. I mean, it is an amazing piece of work. So Buddy Holly is more popular today than he was when he was alive.
I believe that. Yeah, I believe
it. Really is.
The fascinating part about you, when you mentioned Paul McCartney, Paul McCartney doesn't own the rights to his own music, but he owns the rights to Buddy Holly's music.
Yeah, isn't that something? And Paul McCartney owns the rights to the On Wisconsin fight song.
So yes.
It's strange how the music business works.
I tell you. Now, did you ever happen to have the opportunity to meet Don McLean, who, of course, wrote the song American Pie, which we all know now is about the death of Buddy Holly?
Yeah, I didn't meet him in person, but I talked to him on the phone and interviewed him. In fact, there's a whole chapter devoted to the interview.
Mm-hmm.
And Don McLean's incredibly talented. He's a little out there.
Oh, yeah.
And so the interview, when people read it, they're usually fascinated, but also they giggle a little bit that this is the real words of this man. But he was really impacted. When he got his first glasses when he was 11 years old, he insisted on getting the Buddy Holly glasses. And he was delivering newspapers, just as the song says. And he cut open the stack of newspapers one morning. He found the headline that Buddy Holly had died. And so the whole lyrics, February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep.
Now, I think a lot of people might think that the song Peggy Sue was after his wife, because certainly O'Donna by Ritchie Valens, who has also lost his life in that plane crash, was about his girlfriend. But the fact of the matter is, I know the Crickets very well. They're pals of mine. And Glenn Hartin used to play piano for Elvis Presley. And it was really the drummer, Joe, whose girlfriend was named Peggy Sue, right?
Yeah, J.I. Allison Peggy Sue was Buddy's closest friend all the way from late grade school through high school. But there was no romantic interest there. She was actually, J.I. Allison, the drummer, was trying to get Peggy Sue to date him. And he told Buddy, who had just written a song called Cindy Lou, says, if you'll change the lyrics of that song to Peggy Sue and I can take credit for getting you to do it, he says, I think she'll go out with me. And they ended up marrying later.
Have you talked to these guys?
I didn't get a chance to talk to J.I. or Joe, the two remaining Crickets. Quite frankly, by the time I've gotten around to this, these guys are tired of talking to authors.
Yeah, yeah.
And the other thing is, though, I think it ended up being a blessing, because I didn't want to write the same book everybody else wrote.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you talk to the same people, you're going to get the same answers and therefore get the same book. So most of the people who have been interviewed in my book have never been interviewed regarding Buddy. And so I think there's a lot of new information. You know, I've got the first written interview with Don McLean about Buddy Holly in the book. We have pictures from the crash site, one of which has never been published before. And we have new insight into the crash, which I think will surprise people when they read it.
We want to talk about that in a second. I want to, though, go back to his personal life. His wife, did she ever remarry?
Maria Elena, in fact, I was just with her in Los Angeles at the cocktail party they had at the records, at the Capitol Records after the Star. She did remarry, has a couple of beautiful, wonderful children. Of course, they're not children now, they're my age. But great people. She later divorced and took the Holly name back. And she really does run Buddy Holly Enterprises, as she calls it. Kind of, when I say an iron fist, I don't mean that negatively. I mean she is incredibly protective of his legacy, of his music, and you know, she's still very active and looks fantastic.
Yeah. Now, you know, they said that Buddy Holly set the template, if you will, for the standard rock and roll band. Actually, a rhythm section. I'm a singer, so, and I know that you're a musician too. But you know, when you have a rhythm section, it's usually comprised less all of the synthesizers: a keyboard, a drummer, a bass player, and a lead guitar. Now he had two guitars, a bass and drums, which really is the Beatles.
Yeah, he really did. You said it very well. He did create the template that everybody followed. Now people who are moderate Buddy Holly fans will say, well, "What are you talking about? Buddy Holly was a trio." Well. After they first made an emergence of the national scene, one of the guitar players left them, and they did end up performing as a trio for a while. But the original Crickets were rhythm guitar, lead guitar, bass guitar, and drums, mm-hmm. And that was the template for the British invasion. And the thing that people don't understand, Americans, it's so funny, they don't understand that before there was a British invasion, there was an American invasion of Britain, and it was Buddy Holly.
Yeah.
In 1958, Buddy Holly went there and performed, did 22 different venues. And at those venues, Keith Richards, Paul McCartney, John Lennon, Elton John, and you can go, Graham Nash.
Mm-hmm.
That's where all these people were introduced to music the first time.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
And, you know, and it inspired them. And when they came across as this is what's been known as the British invasion, you know, everybody's saying, oh, my God, this music's new. It's something different. And both Paul McCartney and John Lennon were saying, no, this is Buddy Holly. We're just bringing him back to you. Nobody heard it.
We're going to pause for a second, Gary. Can you stay with us a little bit longer?
I'd love to.
Okay, the name of the book is Hey Buddy. It's out right now. And this February 3rd marks the 60th anniversary since the passing of Buddy Holly in a plane crash, along with the Big Bopper and Ritchie Valens. 60 years ago this February 3rd. Unbelievable. We're going to pause for a second. We're going to come right back with Gary Moore, talk more about the legacy and the influence that Buddy Holly had on contemporary music with Ron Segi today.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
If you knew Peggy Sue, then you know why I feel blue without Peggy. Not Peggy Sue. Well, I love you, Kelly. So love you, Peggy Sue.
That's Buddy Holly, along with the fact that he has now received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, a couple of new compilations of CDs released as the gentleman that lost his life February 3rd in 1959, along with the Big Bopper, who was a disc jockey at the time, along with a hit record on his hands, and a 17-year-old singer by the name of Richie Valens. Our guest is Gary Moore. Hey, Gary, let's talk about the plane crash. Now, you and I chatted about this once before. Dyer Flying Service, who owned the plane, has kept that plane under wraps since 1959. What's the story there?
It's a strange and odd story. The plane crashed. It was owned by Dwyer Flying Service. Jerry and Barb Dwyer own it. And after the CAB, Civil Aeronautics Board, which is the predecessor to the NTSB, after they released the wreckage, it, of course, becomes a property of the insurance company. And the insurance company uses it as salvage. Well, Jerry and Barb bought it back to the insurance company, and that's the last anybody's seen of it. When I was writing this book, I was determined not to write about the plane crash because I just figured there wouldn't be any new information, and so I wasn't even going to go there. But I got a phone call from Barb Dwyer, Jerry's wife, and during the conversation, she said, the truth about this crash has never been told. We hold the truth. The truth is in the wreckage, and someday we're going to release this. It's a pretty tough statement to ignore when Buddy's wife's still alive, his friends are still alive. You know, there's millions of adoring fans who, you know, and I guess really the family is the one who deserves to know if there's some other cause. So I made the offer. I told her, Barb, let me write that story. I said, what exactly is it that you think that you have? And she says, well, since we know the truth is in the wreckage, and we can, and it's all she would say. She would change how she'd say it, but she kept saying it over and over and over again. And I talked to Peggy Sue Gurnon, the Peggy Sue Buddy Holly fame. I talked to Maria Lena, Buddy's wife, and both of them, were passionate about do what you can, get the plane released, let's put this to rest, let's find out what happened. And so far, the Dwyers have been totally unresponsive. So what I did was I contacted the NTSB, and they put me in touch with Dick Rodriguez. He worked on almost every major air disaster in the last 20 years. And Dick got very excited about working with me on this, and we rebuilt the flight from the time that, I guess really 4 hours before the plane took off, checking weather and to the time that the plane actually hit the ground. And we came up with a more detailed conclusion with some additional information that is different from the Civil Aeronautics Board report, which I think most people find very interesting. But what we did do is we dispelled all the myths. I mean, there's so many myths about conspiracy theories about what happened on that flight.
Buddy Holly carried a gun. Could that have been part of the controversy?
Well, it certainly was part of the controversy. Buddy carried a gun, and that shouldn't surprise anybody. Buddy was from West Texas. I guess the surprise would be if he didn't carry a gun.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't, he wasn't wearing it. It was in a little bag that he, a toiletry bag that he carried. What happened was Once the plane crashed, it snowed, and by the time authorities got there, there was a pretty thick blanket of snow. So they really didn't find all the debris until spring. In spring, a farmer by the name of Albert Jewell was plowing the field, and he could see little pieces of aircraft parts lying around. He didn't pay much attention to it, but he looked down and he saw a handgun. He got out, picked up the handgun, did the dumbest thing he could do, looked down the barrel, said, geez, it looks loaded. He pointed it in the air, pulled the trigger, it shot, it went off. He kind of shrugged, threw it in the tractor, and later that evening he dropped it off at the sheriff's department and said, hey, I found this at the crash site.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the sheriff checked the serial number, and about 3 weeks later it came back. The gun was registered to Charles Hardin Holly, Buddy's real name, and the sheriff, examining the gun, said, oh, my goodness, this thing's been fired. Maybe it had something to do with the crash. He told the local newspaper they printed it, and it was like the shot heard around the world. Somehow this bullet brought this plane down, and it got all the way to the point that it became ridiculous that there was a story that is really well believed by a lot of people that Buddy and the Big Bopper survived the crash, and Buddy had lost his mind, he had shot the pilot, and the Big Bopper was crawling for help. Buddy shot him. The Big Bopper's son actually, 2000, had the body.
Yeah, I know him. He's a nice young man.
He's a wonderful guy.
Yeah. The pilot was only 21 years old, very inexperienced.
Yeah, there's a VFR and IFR.
Yeah.
Flight, they call them. VFR is visual flight rules, which was he was licensed to do so. IFR means that you're flying using instruments only.
Yeah.
And when you're in zero visibility conditions, you have to be able to trust and rely on those instruments and fly accordingly. And he had just recently flunked his test with the one-instrument flight, and so he wasn't qualified or capable. If you take that pilot, 21 years old, with those qualifications, you put him in this single-engine, high-performance airplane that's loaded to its absolute maximum weight capacity. He said that plane was going to crash, and the weather was awful.
The cornfield still is a cornfield and not a mall.
You know, and that is a credit to the people from Clear Lake, Iowa. They have done such an amazing job of preserving the Buddy history there. The cornfield is owned by the Nichols family. The fact that they allow people to walk through the cornfield is, I find, just amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, I would be scared to death. I'm, you know, wondering who's going to sue me next. People just traipse through the cornfield year-round, night and day, and there's two stainless steel plaques.
I was last year in Lubbock, Texas, at the Buddy Holly Museum with the big horn-rimmed glasses out in front. Janis Joplin, Elvis Presley, Jimi Hendrix, all of these celebrities that we lost prematurely that have been honored in a legendary form over the years. Do you think, honestly, Buddy Holly would still be remaining a factor? Is the legend bigger than what would have been the reality?
No. The reality is still much bigger than the legend. This young man really set the tone, as you said, created the template, you know, for the music to follow. And Buddy was an incredible performer, but that really wasn't his forte. His forte was writing and producing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he had just purchased land in Lubbock, Texas, to build a recording studio called Prism Records. You've got, you know, the man who's created rock and roll with his own recording studio in Lubbock, Texas. It would have become the Nashville. It would have become the recording mecca. The Beatles, I mean, if you talk to Paul McCartney, if Buddy Holly would have been living when they started recording, Buddy Holly would have been their producer. His DNA runs through the music today, and had he lived, I think that he would have made an incredible mark, and today he would be royalty in the music business.
You're an interesting man, Gary, and I always enjoy talking with you. That's the reason I wanted you back.
Well, call me every day.
I'll call you every day. That'll be the day, I'll tell you. Hey, Buddy, in pursuit of Buddy Holly, very well done, Gary, as always.
Well, thank you, and if I could just give a real quick plug, you can learn more about the book at heybuddybook.com, no spaces.
Heybuddybook.com, no spaces. Yes. Thanks, Gary, I appreciate it.
Ron, you were so good at this. I do sometimes 4, 5, 6 radio shows a day. I mean, you're really good at this. You know, sometimes I feel like I've got to pull the host along, but it's always a pleasure to be on with you.
My pleasure. Bye-bye. Gary Moore has been our guest. That's a pretty popular name, too, my friend. And we're remembering this weekend that on February 3rd, 1959, we lost Buddy Holly. We will be back with more live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Apologies are not enough. We call on Governor Northam to resign and begin the process of truly healing the damage this has caused.
Despite protests, Virginia Governor Ralph Northam is resisting the mounting pressure to resign from his post. He now says he didn't appear in a yearbook photo from decades ago, reversing his own statement from Friday that it depicted him in racist clothing at a party.
In the hours since I made my statement yesterday, I reflected with my family and classmates from the time and affirmed my conclusion that I am not the person in that photo.
Virginia's two U.S. Senators, Mark Warner and Tim Kaine, have issued a statement saying Northam should step down because he has broken the trust with his constituents. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Live all across the USA and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today. Our next guest is quite a guy. He's a world-renowned WWE Hall of Famer. He, of course, is a retired pro wrestling champ now. He is also an inspirational speaker and an author these days. His book is available in bookstores and online as we speak. Positively Unstoppable, that's what I like. Joining us right now is Diamond Dallas Page. Hey, Diamond, how you doing?
Unstoppable, bro. Just like the book.
Unstoppable. Tell you something. I read the book, and it really is a great book. It, you know, I love the idea of putting in people's way the fact that you can go as far as you want as long as you have a positive outlook. How did you go from being a champ in the WWE to writing this book?
I've kind of been developing this program, and it really started for myself. Yeah, I think that everything I've ever done was trying to fix myself, whether it was mentally, physically, whatever it is. And when it came down to, you know, let's start off with, you know, becoming a wrestler at 35 and a half years old. And, you know, everyone said I was crazy. They told me it couldn't be done. My career didn't take off until I was 40.
Wow.
Which was in 1996. 1997 and 1998, I was on top of the world. I was 13 out of 24 pay-per-views where I was the main event or the semi-main event. You know, from total obscurity. You know, it's all about, you know, work ethic will get results every time you put it in. It doesn't come right away, though. You know, it took me between my beginning early days of wrestling as a manager and a color commentator, it took me 8 years, you know, to be an overnight success.
Sure.
I just signed a multi-million dollar deal at the end of 1998, and then I ruptured my L4 and L5. Broke my back, but I actually exploded or ruptured the discs that are in between the vertebrae at the L4 and L5 mark. Just think lower back, you know, which your back kind of, you blow your back out, it controls your universe.
Sure.
I had three different spine specialists tell me that I was never going to wrestle again. Again, someone telling me what I can't do. You know, I take every, especially a doctor gives me advice. I take, you know, I take it. I listen to it. But, okay, how can I get around that? I'm a guy who wouldn't be caught dead doing yoga the first 42 years of my life. But now I was in a spot where I just signed a multi-million dollar three-year deal. And they're telling me I can't wrestle anymore. At that point, I would try anything, and that's how yoga came into my life. In the first 3 weeks, I really started to feel a significant difference. But the reality was it wasn't giving me everything that I needed. So I added in some of the rehabilitation moves I was learning, like rehabilitated two shoulder surgeries and two knee surgeries. So I know quite a bit about rehab, but I'm kind of gifted in the way that I can figure out how to break up scar tissue. And when you break up scar tissue, you not only create flexibility, but you alleviate pain.
Sure.
It takes a while to get there, but it, you know, it's possible. Once I combined all these things together, less than 3 months later, now is today known as DDPY or DDP Yoga, I was back in the ring. At 42, those spine specialists told me my career's over. At 43, I was a heavyweight champion of the world. So that's like getting the Oscar in professional wrestling. You know, I realized I was going to be doing this workout literally the rest of my life. I just started to share it with people. It's like I've done everything. I don't care if it's what's the best burrito in town. I'm going to tell you what it is.
Sure.
What's the best water? I'm going to tell you what it is. I share things that I think are valuable to people that's going to improve them mentally or physically. Bottom line is I had a great run in wrestling, and I just started to share my DDPY program with various people, and I was like, this is really, you know, people get this, and it's so much different than yoga. That's why I don't let anybody ever call it just yoga. That's where I, you know, started to brand it DDPY now. Why? Because I want people to stop calling it just yoga, because it's not, and people like to put yoga in a box. And for me, I want to give someone, you know, a thorough workout, but at the same time, let them meet them where they are. I'm constantly saying, make the DDPY your own. So, you know, my workouts literally start out laying in bed. Like, you can't get out of bed? I got three workouts for you. Help you get out of bed and get in a chair. and then out of the chair, and then stand up and use the chair. And then you go all the way to beginner, intermediate, and so on. So when I was putting that together, I was talking to everybody one-on-one. And the social media world was starting to grow. And as it grew, I grew with it. And, you know, it wasn't just the workouts now. Now I had a community online. I could start giving people my new app that had all the workouts, 180 workouts, 100 recipes, 180 Motivational Mondays. I gave them ways to track their weight and their pictures and their measurements and their pain, blood sugar, A1C, blood pressure, so they could see these numbers go down as their confidence grows up. So when I finally put together Positively Unstoppable, The Art of Owning It, it was the next level of helping people understand what's possible.
I think one of the things that the book brings out is what you just said. Here you are with a big dollar figure in your hand, and you can't proceed in an occupation that you worked real hard in. I don't think people realize how difficult wrestling is. You and I chatted a little bit earlier today when you were down at Universal Studios taping a lot of shows down there, and I was on lot with my radio show. A lot of those wrestlers in the beginning don't make a lot of money. So when you get a contract for $3 million and then all of a sudden you're out because of an injury, that's a very serious career situation that you've worked a lot of years for, and you turned that around.
Yeah, and it's, again, the most important thing was the mental part.
Right,
you know,
sure.
The physical part came later, but one of the things I talk about in my book, Positively Unstoppable, and I do it throughout the book, is I start to talk about how you can't just thank God for all the positive things that happened in your life. You got to thank God for the negative things, things that look like the worst thing to ever happen to you type things. And, like, if you look at when I blew my back out, I mean, without question, up until that point in my life, that was the most dramatic thing that ever happened to me. That was super, super negative.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it turned out to be the best thing ever happened to me.
Sure. Sure.
You know, because, again, I didn't go through life with, oh, my God, this is horrible. Poor me. Oh, I'm never going to wrestle again. Oh, my dream's over. It's like, no, do something about it.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
Do you know wrestler Bill DeMond?
Yes, I know Bill DeMond.
Okay, Bill's
the man.
Bill is a very close friend of mine. A couple of years ago, he had a very bad tragedy in his life. He lost a daughter to a drunk driver on a road here in Florida.
Oh, gosh. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. And Bill has, you know, turned it around, like you said, in Positively Unstoppable, and has a crusade going for that girl, and he has found a new lot in life. There's a lot of similarities, of course, different tragedies involved. He's quite a guy, and he did the same thing. Now, you got to do me a favor, though. I know you're up in Atlanta. When you come down to Orlando, you got to let us know, because we got to break bread together, because I got to tell you something. You did a great job with this book, Diamond.
Oh, man, thank you so much.
And you will join us again now, will you, DDP?
Absolutely, brother. Oh. Hey, wait a minute. You're with the Armed Force Network, too, aren't you?
Yes, we are.
Now, I'm so glad, because I've been to Iraq 3 times, Afghanistan once. The troops have a special spot in my heart. But this last Veterans Day, if you go to ddpyoga.com, every day is Veterans Day on our site. Like, we don't wait till the 12th, you know, or whatever day Veterans Day is. We're doing every day, every single day. You're a veteran, you're in the military, or you're retired. It's always 50% off. So go to ddpyoga.com, check it out.
Cool guy. You really are. Hey, DDP, thanks for joining us. Good luck with the book. Again, it's called Positively Unstoppable, The Art of Owning It. You'll understand that once you read it. It's in bookstores and online right now. And our guest has been Diamond Dallas Page. I love that name. Diamond Dallas Page. Yeah. That's very cool. Hey, DDP, thanks for joining us. We'll look forward to having you back again, my friend, okay?
Absolutely, Rod. Have a great day.
You too. What a guy. I mean that. What a guy. One of the true superstars of the WWE. He was inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame back in 2017. Diamond Dallas Page. Don't forget to check out our website, ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com. When you go to that site on our homepage, you hit the icon, and our latest show, this one, will be on demand anytime you want, 24/7. Also check out segisings.com, and you'll learn all about our concert tour with a 15-piece orchestra. We're going to pause for a second. We're coming right back with Ron Segi today.
a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it. Itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Around the world, it's Ron Segi today. Our next guest, I'm a real big fan of, and he's been on our show in the past, and it's nice to have him back. He's one of the guys that are in the top 10 there of the all-pro fullback. He became a TV sports analyst and a grilling expert. We're going to talk about Super Bowl Sunday with our friend Ovi Muhaili. Ovi, welcome back to the show. Nice to have you here.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's an honor to be back on your show.
Well, thank you so much. And as I mentioned in the introduction, big fan of what you do. You know, 9 years with the NFL. You signed with the Atlanta Falcons back in 2007, Baltimore Orioles in 2003, and then a TV sports analyst. But we're going to talk about Super Bowl Sunday coming up here on February 3rd. First of all, what do you do on Super Bowl Sunday?
I enjoy just hanging out with friends and family. My parents are both big football heads. After their son, you know, played got for 20 years and 10 years NFL, 5 years in college, about 5 years in high school, middle school. They love whoever's playing, and I just hang out with them. We talk a little trash. They pick a team. I pick a team. We just go at it. So hanging out with family is probably the my next favorite thing, eating some great food.
Okay, so let's talk about the food end of it, okay? Because I would love, believe me when I tell you, to sit down and watch the Super Bowl with you and your food. Let's talk about some of the things that you're preparing for the big day coming up on Sunday, the 3rd of February.
Well, actually, we have a lot of great stuff. One thing I'm really excited about is that we have one of these dips that is the dip of all dips, and that is one of the centerpieces for games. So when you try hell of a good dip, you'll see why it's a hell of a good dip. It's a delicious, bold-flavored dip that's perfectly rich and creamy. It pairs perfectly with chips, veggies, pretzels, wings, and much, much more. It comes in seven different flavors. Some of them are French onion, buttermilk ranch, and my favorite, bacon horseradish.
Ooh.
But if you go to the dairy aisle of your local grocery store, don't take my word for it. You can try yourself and see why this is the best dip around.
Now, do you make some of these dishes yourself, Ovi?
Some of them, I have a role in making some of them, but a lot of them come prepared and ready to go, which is why I love the ease of it, because I'm good, but I'm not the greatest cook out there.
Yeah, but I tell you, your company makes up for what you don't know in the kitchen. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I know you got some super side dishes. Hummus seems to be like the serving that you want to have at a Super Bowl Sunday. I mean, it just seems like a hand-in-glove type deal.
No, it's great, and you see it more and more now that people want to enjoy Super Bowl, but you have all types of people at your party, and you want to have something for everybody. So hummus is that great little piece of food that is healthy and it's fun, and you know, people who are trying to watch their waistline can grab a piece and still be happy.
There you go. Now, I know you and I have talked in the past. You like to grill, don't you?
I do. I do. I love to grill. One of the ways I love to grill is with Charbroil grills and cookers, because they're the most forgiving grill on earth, and they make me look like chef to the stars. But now they have this big, easy, oilless fryer. They use that same true infrared technology that makes all of their food juicy on the inside and crispy on the outside. But the big, easy, oilless fryer is the easiest, safest, and healthiest way to cook your favorite game day foods. So I think people are going to be excited about that new addition to the Charbroil line.
You got to have chips and popcorn, don't you?
Yeah, you got to have chips. You got to have popcorn. You have all types of snacks. The snack that is really getting me excited right now is Wonderful Pistachios. When you have that laying around, it goes so fast, because not only are they delicious, but they're a good source of protein and fiber. They come in flavors like roasted and salted, sweet chili, and salt and pepper flavors. Yeah, make sure you have the bowl, though, because as you probably know, those shells will end up all over your house or all over your party location if you don't have a bowl for the shells.
Let me tell you, the best thing that you could have is pistachios, regardless of how much work it is to get into them, but they are great. Now, you and I have also talked about the fact that you have some kind of special drink ideas. I'm anxious to hear if anything's changed in the time that we've spoke to them the last time.
Yeah, no, the drinks have just expanded, because it's gone from wine to beer to liquor to, you know, some seltzer to you make your own drink, having water, of course. Even Kool-Aid is on the on the docket. People just want to have options. They want to have lots of options. But when I have a secret ingredient, I like to share it. And one of my secret ingredients, not on the drink side, but on the food side, it makes all the food better, is Rio Luna organic peppers. These peppers add a pop of flavor to anything you're cooking. They're non-fat, no GMOs, not a lot of calories, but you can make stuff like white chicken chili with jalapeno cornbread muffins, or you can make green chili and avocado-baked macaroni and cheese, and people are going to love it. It comes in diced and nacho sliced jalapenos, or you can get them in the diced and large chopped green chili version. Either way, use them, make them a part of your dishes, and you won't be sorry.
You know, Ovi, in addition to being a great football player and TV sports analyst, you have this knack, which I admire, that when you talk about food, you want the person listening to want it. And that's how I feel when I talk to you. You got that knack. It's a great talent.
Well, I appreciate it. I have this thing about trying to do whatever I do to the best way that I can, because no one wants to do anything halfway. I kind of got that from football. If you are going to be playing football, then, you know, give it all you got. If you're going to be throwing a party, then give it all you got.
Right. Do you miss playing?
A little bit. Yes and no. So I don't miss the pain. I don't miss the early mornings. I miss actual Sundays. I miss some of the camaraderie. But the game is one where if you stay too long, it starts to work against you. So I think I got enough concussions for a lifetime. So I had a good time. My knees, my shoulders, my back probably couldn't last me playing or last with me playing a couple more years. So I got out of just in time.
Well, you know, you answer the next question I was going to ask you, and that is, do you miss the day after aches and pains? And I imagine that in any kind of activity where you're in the public eye, when you're in there doing it, whether you're a singer, a musician, a politics, when you're in there in front of the crowd, the adrenaline's going. But boy, when you get off stage or you get off the field, man, you feel it at that time.
Exactly.
Ovi, I'm going to ask you one question in closing that isn't fair. Who do you think is going to win?
Oh, man. I think the Patriots are going to win as much as I don't want them to. Because Tom Brady, like him or not like him, he's one of the greatest of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And him going against the quarterback for the quarterback for the Rams is not even fair. Their talent level is a light years away. And with the ball in Tom Brady's hand, he's not, you know, going to be fazed by this moment.
Yeah.
But the Rams, some of them, this is their first Super Bowl. They might, you know, be fazed by the moment and eyes that like to be a little bit too bright and not perform at their best.
It's going to be a game to watch in lieu of the call that made against the Saints that time. It's going to be a game to watch.
It absolutely will. It's going to be something that I think the whole world will be tuned into. And I just hope it's a good game. It goes back and forth.
Yeah, I agree with you. Hey, Ovi, I know you're on a busy schedule. Thanks for joining us, and you're welcome back anytime. You know that, my friend.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye. Our guest has been Ovi Muhaly. Of course, he is a former All-Pro fullback with the Atlanta Falcons and the Baltimore Ravens, and TV analyst, and giving us some ideas what to snack on February 3rd, Super Bowl Sunday. I'm starting to sound like Howard Cosell. Super Bowl Sunday. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Now you can
fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
That's going to cap things off with Ron Sedgie today. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the show. Our guests include from Shark Tank, Barbara Corcoran, Bill Coogan from Flying High, Secretary of State George Shultz, Gary Burnison, Gary Moore, who has penned a book about Buddy Holly. Don't forget that coming up on February 3rd marks the 60th anniversary of the passing of Buddy Holly. Diamond Dallas Page, WWE champion and Hall of Famer, and NFL veteran Ovi Muhammad Hallie from the Atlanta Falcons and the Baltimore Ravens. Well, we'll be looking for your company to come next week when we're going to do it again, live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgie today. Till then, I'm Ron Sedgie, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.